Bill Macon. Bill Macon was helped him on it, and he and Bill Macon were friends. And of course, we did get Bill Macon to come out here to read. And there's another story. It was sort of pretty insistent we had to get Bill Macon out. So I said, fine, we'll get Bill Macon. And he agreed to come. And I had students who helped me with setting up these things. So I sent out these students to meet him at the airport. Bill Macon was supposed to come in. They phoned me. He didn't arrive. They didn't know where he was. And so I didn't know. I said, I phoned Purdy. Purdy said, I don't know, but give me your phone number again, and I'll call you as soon as I hear anything. And then about that evening, at about 9 o'clock, I get a call from Purdy. Come on, we got to go get Milton. And we go out to a bar on Main Street, north Main Street, and there he is sitting, drinking his beer by himself at a table in this strange, cheap North End bar. So we gathered him up and brought him back, and Purdy took him to his place and made him take a shower. He said, Milton, you stink. You better take a shower. And so sent him in and made him shower. And Milton came in and said, I did it. He showered and he came out looking a lot better than he did. And so he ended up spending about a week here. And then we decided to drive him to the airport and just make sure he got there and everything was okay. And so he went off to the airport, and about a week later, Bertie calls again, and he says, Milton's in that hotel, staying in the hotel downtown. I said, we practically put him on the airplane. He'd gone through the security. And he said, well, he never left. He never left. He didn't go back. He just he waited for a while. As soon as you guys were gone, he went and got a cab and went back to the hotel and stayed there.